What do cats, dogs, toads, and snacks have to do with fun and adventure? Stay tuned and find out. Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll also tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them. The answer to the question that I ask at the beginning of the show will be answered by my guest today, Eartha Powell. We'll be talking with Eartha about her children's book, I Don't Know, Adventures of a Forest Playground. Now, Eartha regularly creates stories and songs for her children, and they usually teach a moral or a spiritual lesson. And when her daughter was 5, she looked at her mother and she said, "Mommy, you should write these stories down." Eartha also develops apps for the iPhone and the iPad. Eartha, welcome. I can't wait to talk about the book.
Good morning, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How did you decide to write the I Don't Know Adventures of a Forest Playground right now? What prompted that?
As I said in my, you know, in my intro of my book, that's just a small capsule, but I would say stories and tell stories to my daughter and sing songs. So actually, I Don't Know was a song. And I would sing it to my daughter, and I have a dog and a cat, and they would always get underneath my feet. And you know, sometimes children, when they do things, the answer is, I don't know, I don't know. And so it just seems like I was saying the same thing over again. And I was building on this song. And finally, I decided, it's starting to develop into a story. It took a long time, Susan. It took a long time to get my courage up to contact a publisher, because my daughter says, "Mommy, you should write this down. You should write this down." And so I wrote it down, the first draft, and I contacted a publisher, Mascot Books. And when I talked to them, they said, "You have a good story here. You know, we just need for you to kind of work on it. And if you're willing to work on it, we're willing to help you get it out." And that's how it started.
I love it. It's written in rhyme. I loved reading. Of course, I've read the book. It's a children's book. It's written in rhyme, and I found myself sort of singing in my head and going along with these adventures. Let's give our listeners a little overview of the book, what happens in it, and then let's talk about it a little more.
Okay. The book, the reason why it's written in rhyme, it's to help build vocabulary for children. Many times children, they can remember things when it rhymes. Small children like to gain their independence. So, you know, this first character, you know, he's so excited. It's a little boy. He's so excited. And oftentimes, you know, when we are excited, and as a parent talking to a child, we do the same thing. Sometimes we don't listen. And so this child is so excited, you know, he's gaining his first independence, and his mission is on his mind. His mother tells him some instructions. I don't know how much I should give away of the book, but you let me know, Susan.
This is a children's book, so, and it's not like there's going to be a murder at the end. It's a children's book, so let's let them kind of know what happens.
Okay. So his mother, you know, tells him, you know, stay on the porch. but the child has his mission. He has his new sense of independence. He wants to go outside. And to him, his outside, his backyard is a forest. You know, is gardens and mother's flowers and things. And he sees it as, you know, a place where he can go and explore. Nice fresh rain. There's mud puddles, and that part came from my son, who loves mud puddles. Everywhere there's a puddle, my son has to go find it. I'm sure no other children are like that. But before the boots and the mud puddles came in. And as he is venturing, because he thinks he's going out camping, he packed his backpack because it's a new sense of independence. He has some friends following him, and these are dogs and cats, and they begin to follow him. But he doesn't realize until they tried to take a snack. Of course, you know, he didn't pack his snacks like you or I would, but so he's wandering around his backyard, and the snacks are falling out, and this is not turning out the way he planned it. These animals are following him. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't want to panic, you know, because he's a big boy. And so the lessons of trying to stay calm and to draw from what, you know, mommy and daddy told me is coming into play. He climbs up a tree. These birds are after him. You know, it's like, oh, no, what should I do? So he comes down the tree and now, you know, he finds these big puddles. Oh, yes, that's right. You know, he thinks I'm supposed to be jumping in puddles. And he is just so excited because there's these puddles. Well, right beside him is this big old frog that plops up beside him, and it just scares him. He falls off he jumps off the log that he was on, and his boots fly off. And this is my son's favorite part. And he lands in this big old mud puddle. Suddenly he realizes, uh-oh, Mommy told me not to go off the porch.
And here I am wet, no boots.
No boots. The boots fly off. No, the snacks are muddy. He can't eat the snacks. You know, all the creatures, the dogs, the cats, the birds are all around him. And he feels like he is in big trouble. And now all these little animals that were following him, they become his friends because, you know, they're coming to him. He's wet. You know, he stinks. He has a little friend, a little toy.
Ralph.
His name is Ralph. And Ralph, you know, he thinks Ralph stinks, and he's trying to figure a way. I'll just go back in the house, but I gotta say something to mommy. She's just gonna, you know, she's gonna be upset. And so, you know, faced with fear, faced with disappointment, he knows he has to say he's sorry, because that's, you know, that's what he knows he has to do. So he gathers his courage. And all his new little friends, animal friends, birds and cats and dogs, and they go back to the porch, and his mommy is waiting for him. And now he's trying to figure out, well, I was going to run through the door, but, you know, and the story kind of gently ends there, where he's looking at his mother. And, you know, on the good side, he thinks, I found some new friends.
I thought it was so much fun, and I really enjoyed reading it. And I can see any parent, grandparent, older sister, brother sitting down with a child and going through the book and reading it. Now, let's talk about the illustrations, because the illustrations are quite lovely. Tell me about Andrea Strongwater, who did those for you.
Andrea Strongwater. Oh, my God. Goodness, she did such a beautiful job with the illustrations. And as this is my first children's book, Suzanne, and I've read many children's books, but when you have an idea in your head and you're putting it down as an author, and then you have someone, an illustrator, puts into picture what you have in your head, it's not like she got it right on the pinpoint. It is amazing, more than I ever expected. She did such a beautiful job. The colors are vibrant, you know, and the personalizations and the expressions. And then it's almost like a realism that you can even see and identify that this is your garden, you know, and the mud puddles and the frogs. I mean, she is so wonderful. The thing about Andrea is that she's an artist. She has her own studio. It's out in New York. And she does her own paintings, and she also does, she takes her paintings and makes them into fabrics and clothing and purses and things like that. And so when I was looking for an illustrator, what captured me was the way she illustrated the foliage, the flowers, because I knew my book would have a lot of foliage. And so that's what captured my attention, you know, among many illustrators that I was looking for. And she just did a beautiful, beautiful job. A lot of people, you know, when I've done book signings and when I introduced my book, the first thing they said, besides, I don't know, where'd you get that name from, is, oh, wow, how do you put that in writing? That's the first response people give because of the illustrations.
They are beautiful. I'd love to see the originals. I mean, I can only imagine. The book printed is so pretty. I can only imagine how the originals must look.
Mm.
I bet they're sensational.
Beautiful. It's almost like that, you know, it is not quite 3D, but they're dimensional. You know, how
yes.
She really layers the colors and brings the different details out. Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand that your book is going to be featured at the Frankfurt International Book Fair that's coming in October in Frankfurt, Germany. Are you excited about that?
I am so excited.
Are you going to get to go?
Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. I won't be able to go. I'll be in the midst of my son starting kindergarten and things. My husband travels. And so the book is going to go independently with Litfire Publishing. They're going to be, taking my book and they're getting it ready. They're making a short movie clip on it. I don't know. This is so outstanding.
I love it.
Wow.
I love. Is that posted yet online? Or are they still doing? Is it still in production?
It's still in production. They said it'll take about 5 to 6 weeks, and then they'll send me the draft review and things like that. So, yeah, this is so Frankfurt, Germany. It's going to be in October, around the mid October time frame.
Eartha, you've gone international. How exciting for you.
Wow. Oh, I tell you, I this is such answered prayer. I can tell you, I just wanted to contribute to the children's community of helping people learn to read. You know, I know in our country, we do have to battle some illiteracy issues, and I hope this book, you know, can help build vocabulary and make it fun and learn different things, you know, along the way. And so, it going international is just more than I ever expected.
Well, it's such a delightful book, and I know that our listeners are saying, okay, where can we find this wonderful book? And I found it on Amazon. Now, that's what I always do, because I know many of our listeners will go shop on Amazon, and all they have to do is just go to Amazon.com, and there's a book search feature at the very, very top, and just here's the name of the book. I Don't Know, Adventures of a Forest Playground. And let me spell Eartha's name for you. It's by Eartha, Eartha, and her last name is Powell, Powell. And if you just put that in that book search feature and click on it, here comes this lovely book, and you can see the front, and at the very upper left-hand edge there, you click on the look inside, and it takes you inside, and there's a little excerpt. You can read some of the excerpt from the book, and it does rhyme, and it's so much fun to read. Where else can they find it, Eartha, besides Amazon?
Susan, they can find it at mascotbook.com. That's my publisher who published the book. They were so wonderful in helping me get this out. Also, they can find it at booksamillion.com, target.com. I found out my daughter said, hey, Mommy, your book's on target.com. So she's my little administrative assistant. And also, if you're ever, you know, down here in San Antonio, Texas, is, you know, visit Twick Bookshop. It's there at Twick Bookshop.
Now, you have a website. Let's give our listeners your website and tell them what else is there. I know that they can buy the book from the website, but there are also some other things because you're a very multi-talented person.
Thank you. I have a website. It's called Head, Heart, Finger, and Toes Readers. And so the website is headheartfingerandtoesreaders.com. That is so much. How can I remember that? So if you just type in h2ftrreaders.com, you'll come up to my webpage. And it is for parents, children, guardians, aunts, uncles. And it's a lovely place to come to. There's reading material there. There's crafts, you know, like for children to connect the dots. I have some apps that I've developed through TinyTap. I do educational apps. It's all about education. It's about science. I have things for younger readers or older readers, cartoons. my daughter is my motivator to continue making the cartoons. And it's more like a facilitating site so that parents or people who love their children to spend time with them and just explore and discover learning tools on my website.
Wow, Eartha, that sounds like so much fun. And it sounds like it's such an exciting and inviting website. Tell me a little bit more about these apps that you develop for iPhone and iPad.
Okay. I develop these apps. They're learning apps through TinyTap. And some of them I developed for children, and one is like a learning learning how to be a leader app, and it's that's one app. And then there's another app as far as how to deal with your emotions. You know, these are just children. You know, how to deal with being sad or angry or left out. So this is a learning app. There's also an app on how to take care of yourself during the summer, and so all these things, I take these topics. I'm an educator by you know, before I became an author, I'm a nurse educator. So I try to find topics that most adults are pretty familiar with, and I try to gear it down towards children so they can learn at an early stage about how to take care of themselves, how to be leaders, how to deal with their emotions, deal with disappointment. And so far, I have quite a few followers on TinyTap.
Excellent.
And I appreciate everyone.
And you're also you're on Facebook, and I believe you told me that you're also doing Twitter. How could our listeners find you on Facebook and Twitter?
Okay. On Twitter, you can find me on Eartha, Eartha, at H2FTR Reader. And on Facebook, you can find me at Head, Heart, Fingers, and Toes Readers at H2FTR Readers. And I think, you know, even if you plug in my name, it'll come up.
Eartha, you are just doing some wonderful work, and the book is so much fun. It sounds like the website is amazing. And is there any final thought that you would like to leave our listeners with today?
I just want to thank everyone so much for listening, and I appreciate all the people who helped me bring this book into reality, from my publishers to the illustrations to God, of course. And also, I just wanted a way for parents and guardians and people who love children to spend time with their children, because we live in such a busy society. Everything is so technically oriented. And so this is just one little tool just so you can spend time. Time is so precious. Spend time with your children, read to them, and let them remember the hugs and the love that you have for your children. And I hope this book will help.
You are delightful. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Books on Air, Eartha.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Samuel Johnson said, "A writer begins a book, but a reader finishes it." I hope that you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. And thank you so very much for listening.